You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics with Nick and Audrey Newmont, only on LA Talk Radio.
I think maybe you got the memo. It's ladies' night tonight, and I have some guests with me today. I have Lauren Grant and her amazingly beautiful, fabulous jewelry, and the fabulous Becca-licious, Becca Henderson.
Hi, everyone. So excited to be here. I'm trying to figure out how to post on my Facebook, so don't mind me.
Yeah, we're creating these watch parties right now for all of you, and I'm creating mine. So we are so happy to be here tonight and having a fabulous evening of ladies. Nicholas Newmont got the night off. For the
Yay.
First time
I mean,
in a year.
We're going to miss you, Nick.
Yes.
But we'll have fun without you, too.
Indeed.
So before we go into everything that we're going to be getting into tonight, I just wanted to make some announcements. And I'm quite excited because for the first time, starting our second year, we have a sponsor.
Woohoo!
Adjelum products are, let me just say, I have been, well, Nick and I both have been using this for, I think maybe, I don't know, like 5 years. And people look at us all the time and they're like, how come you don't have as many wrinkles as some people your age? And it's like, because I use really, really, really good skincare. And the Adjelum products are amazing. They have a night cream. Swear to God, I put it on half of my face when I first got it.
I can tell you she did this, actually. Go ahead, tell the story.
I was test driving it for this friend of mine that that wanted me to use it. And I swear to God, I nearly made myself late for work. Three days later, I'm looking at my face in the mirror, and it was amazing because where I had the Adjelum side, the wrinkles were a lot less in just 3 days. So they have amazing products, a great night cream that's got a lavender scent. So you put it on at night and it's like ready to go to sleep with your calming lavender. So if you would like any information about them, please contact me. You've got my information. And if, well, you know what, AudreyNewmont.com has all my information. And then the other thing I wanted to talk about is we at Newmont Center have a lot of workshops and classes coming up. We have on Sundays at 10 o'clock a women's empowerment group. We've been rolling with that and people are making big changes in their lives. We have a crystal workshop where we are going to be, you bring in your canvas and we use all these crystals and you make your own artwork. So you can make it for yourself or someone for the holidays coming up. We also have Gary Stewart coming down to the house.
Love Gary Stewart.
Isn't he fabulous?
He's wonderful.
So he does constellation healing work and he is an author of very many, many books. I believe he just put another one out as well. So he's coming. And then we have Nick teaching the Arthurian Tarot. If you want to learn Tarot, this is a really fun deck and Nick makes it very interesting. And then we have in January coming up the Healthy Mind, Healthy Body course that he and I do. It's an 8-week course. And by the end of it, you know how to get your body healthier and keep it healthier. And one of the most exciting ones coming up is a trunk show with Lauren Grant.
Miss Lauren Grant.
It's going to be on the 21st. It'll be from, I believe we said, from 1 to 4. And it's going to be here at Newmont Center. And what will we be doing? We will be showing you all these. We're going to have some great fun and just have like an afternoon of people just hanging out and checking out all the goodies for the holidays or just for yourself because you deserve it.
Because we all deserve to have
we
more
all
fun,
deserve
right?
It.
Less work, more fun. I'll take it.
Yes, absolutely.
So with that being said, I'm done with the announcements. Let's get to you.
All right.
So this is the one that I have been sharing all of these weeks that I've been wearing her necklaces. This is the artist.
This is it. This is Miss Lauren Grant. And I've actually been a fan of yours for quite some time now. Mm-hmm. My first Lauren Grant piece of jewelry I put on layaway, and I swear to God, it may have taken me 9 months. But you were so patient with me. Thank you so much.
Of course.
And I have been a fan ever since. And the greatest thing about her pieces, first of all, I want you guys to see. Can you see these rings that I'm wearing? I mean, check out these rings. Hello. Well, wait. Okay, because I'm still learning. Not that diamond ring, not that one, but these here. And see these incredible earrings, right?
We're
and
like twinsies with their earrings. Yeah. Look.
And I keep pointing to this. It's just a beautiful. Oh. I don't even. What is this?
It's a druzy stone. So it's a titanium druzy. It's called.
I'm gonna have to rip it off of her neck.
And it's half polished and half left rough, so that you get that the shine and sparkle from the natural surface, and then the shine from the polished.
And I hope you
well.
Guys can really see this. I know we've got a lot really of lights hard, yeah. Because it's really important for you to understand how incredible and artistic her pieces are. And by the way, I will also show you this amazing bracelet here. Her detailing is truly something I've never seen before. I'm going to try and get this a little bit closer so you can see what's on the clasp. Can you see what's on the clasp here? It's like my own little shopping network. Oh my God, I'm so excited. Anyway, and she puts the most beautiful little pearl and these other little sparkly things. But here's the thing. For me, one of the most important things that I got from Lauren from the first time I met you, and actually our kids go to school together, so turns out I've actually known her quite some time now. But the first thing that attracted me to her is not only her beauty, but she's so artistic. She's so in tune with who she is. And then you see her pieces and your mind just goes like, oh my God. I mean, she may as well be Picasso and Michelangelo in right? jewelry.
Oh my
and
gosh.
And so can I just ask you, how long have you been making jewelry like this?
I started making jewelry about 15 years ago, I would say. And it was sort of just one of those things that I always wanted to do. I have always loved jewelry. It's always been a passion of mine. And I always loved natural stone. So when we redid our kitchen, for example, I went to the granite yard and my husband could not pull me away. It just was like Mecca to me. I just loved the fact that this comes from Mother Nature. And this is no, you know, it just fascinated me. So when I was able to bring those two loves together, I was just like,
it was magic
that
for
was
you.
What I was meant to do. Yeah.
But you're also very artistic. Was that already formatted in you? Is this something you were born with? And you don't just wake up one day and all of a sudden go like, oh, look, I'm going to put together the most incredible, bracelet. I mean, or do you?
No, I never really thought of myself as artistic as a younger person. I found that much later in life. And it started out as just sort of a hobby. It started off as something to do. I had little kids at the time and it was something to do that was just my own, that once I put the kids to bed, I'd get lost and I would get into my own head and be able to create and sort of have my own little world. Which
so
was,
unlike me who just went to drinking, you actually decided to be productive and
I don't know. Don't have a glass of wine, right? Exactly. Well, I would drink the wine and I would make jewelry and I would get into these incredible zones where all of a sudden it would be like 3 o'clock in the morning. I kid you not. And I wouldn't even be tired because I'd be so amped up and so into what I was doing. I knew from the minute I started that this was what I was meant to do.
And I think that's what I was trying to point out in the artistic thing is that it's a very spiritual thing with you.
Absolutely.
I mean, when you tell me that you're up till 3 a.m, especially with little kids, and you kind of can't pry yourself away and you can see it, it's evident in, I'm going to be showing you guys pieces all night on my own little home shopping network.
See if you can get out there, get the light to catch that. That's a Labradorite.
Oh, and it's so beautiful.
But all of these pieces that you see here are on my website. And a lot of them, especially ones like this that have a lot of movement and shine and sparkle, I've done video of. So you really get the close up and you get the feeling of all the different movement. And because this is what I love. That's what inspires me is the light and the energy that comes from stones.
Right. And there is an energy that comes from stones that's so important actually to each and every one of us. And for me, and I'm going to be changing jewelry here in just a second because I want you guys to see some more pieces of hers. For me, it's what attracted me originally because you have such amazing stones. And I know that you've mentioned there's healing properties in stones, just like crystals, right?
Absolutely. And we were talking about that right before we came on. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, this is a blue...
This is an aquamarine.
So the aquamarine, she's got a piece. Show them the piece that has the tourmaline right there, that long piece. This tourmaline piece, tourmaline really goes well with the heart. And this aquamarine is really good for like the throat and the like the third eye kind of area. And this tourmaline, like Nick teaches a class on the stones and how they are healing for various parts of the body. And he just asked a question, Nicholas, yesterday of the class or on Monday of the, yeah, it was yesterday. What are the stones that are good for the heart chakra? And this tourmaline is perfect. So this little guy would just drape down right across the heart and it makes the heart all kinds of warm and fuzzy. So tourmaline is really good. That labradorite that you were just showing, that kind of stone is really good for the throat. It's really, really good for here. So anything that's in this close proximity, it's going to have those kind of properties. It's like a vibration and it resonates. Mm-hmm. You know, the earth literally grows the stones to heal itself and to keep it in balance. So when we're wearing them, we're keeping ourselves in balance. And actually, when I have, do we have a piece of like that blue right over there?
Turquoise?
This, yep, that turquoise.
I'm wearing
sometimes,
turquoise too.
Mm-hmm.
You can see this piece here.
It's back.
I got it backwards.
Sometimes when I have a client that has challenges around owning their word or using their voice, I'll have them put a turquoise on their throat, like wear a turquoise necklace or whatever, because it's really good for opening up those channels.
Mm-hmm. This is a good turquoise.
Right, that is a good. I might have to put that one
on. Yeah, that
next.
One's another. So yeah, and so Audrey has mentioned that she switched out her necklaces. These pendants are removable, so that you can switch it from one. I can't get that one.
I'm going to switch this one out. So she's got this necklace. So just the necklace alone, I don't know if you can see it, but it's called what?
Window druzy beads.
Just the beads alone, if you can see it in person. I don't know if you can catch the sparkle of it.
Yeah, it's hard to see. They have little bits of druzy showing through, and they're smooth on one in some parts, and then they have the rough druzy with the sparkles and then you just... You can switch out.
So I know Nick is watching, and I'm going to say, holidays, honey. Holidays are coming.
Oh, so, Audrey, it's so beautiful.
So when you're wearing turquoise and you're wearing it around the neck, it really helps to open up those channels of communication. It's fantastic. Showed that.
Hence,
piece.
We are
it's
now
amazing.
Communicating. So I put it on the wrong way, but that's okay. You guys can see. And I wore this in the promo, right, that we did.
Yep.
For the show to begin
and
with.
That
can you see this?
That's really good for the heart, for the communication
gonna,
as well.
I'm going to switch it up for you just to see. So you can wear this one. This is a long necklace.
Right.
So you can wear it long.
Right.
But you can also wear it short. And that's so you double like it over. And
that's the thing. When you have pieces that you can mix and match and you know,
change them up
a bit.
Oh my God.
So it makes it fun.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I mean, hello. Okay. So I'm just going to wear this the rest of the night. I'll show you everything else against the, you know, against the black velvet things. But I love the fact that it's a spiritual connection you have.
Yes.
Because I feel like when you're buying something from you, mm-hmm. you're getting not only the properties of the stones, but also your own spiritual connection to it. Right?
Absolutely. Right? And I'm a firm believer in energy in stones, and you can really feel it when you put stones on, and depending on the time of year or the time of day or the time in your life or the what's going on in the universe, some stones, you know, really make you feel different ways in soothing or in, you know, whatever you might need at that moment, but you can definitely feel the energy coming from these stones.
So what is it that you do? Do you go around and look for stones first? How do the concepts come?
I do. I look for stones, and I'm always, you know, my sort of my signature is that I'm always looking for unusual stones.
Mm-hmm.
So whether that's unusual shapes or unusual, I love the rough cut of this aquamarine. It's mm-hmm. very unusual to see aquamarine in its rough form like this. And it's hard to see it from here, but if you look on my website, you can see there's like little rainbows inside of it and things because it's of the inclusions. Yeah, it's so I search for unusual stones. I'm always looking for something unusual and different. And generally when I find stones, I get a picture in my head of something I might want to do with it. It doesn't always work out that way. But in order for me to buy a stone, it has to do something to me or give me an idea of what it might look like mm-hmm. Set.
And so tell me real quickly, every single piece then, it is a unique piece. You do not replicate.
No, I do not.
I love that.
That's even better.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
when you buy Lauren Grant, one of a kind,
yes,
you will buy it. And I promise you, you're not going to walk into a store and see someone going, hey, we've got the same thing going on.
Right.
As a matter of fact, if I didn't tell you, but that one necklace that I bought from you, I get stopped all the time. People just can't get over it. And it's a masterpiece.
Thank you.
Is also why we wore black today, because I wanted to show off your pieces the most.
This one is an amazing piece as well.
It's gorgeous.
It's druzy, right?
It is druzy.
I don't know if you can see it well enough, but it has a life of its own, and it really does feel so good.
Yeah.
It's a nice piece.
Yeah.
And it just feels warm and fuzzy.
It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. It looks like gorgeous sand from here.
And depending on the way you move and the way the light hits it, turns all different colors. There's greens and oranges and pinks and purples. And
I mean, really, gold. You could wear that with any color, not just mm-hmm. black, but with pink and mm-hmm. green and purple.
Yeah.
And because there's little speckles of different colors going through it,
mm-hmm.
which is really amazing. How do how do your kids, you have three kids,
do
they react to all of this? Do they wear any of it?
You know, they do. Not as much as I would think, because when I was a kid, I loved jewelry. And my girls, my youngest one, my daughter Sophia, she loves jewelry. Not always my jewelry, it's, but that's okay. But they all comment on it and give their opinions, then they're very supportive. My entire family is very supportive. I've been married we just celebrated 30 years.
Oh,
my husband
fun.
Is really supportive, and my kids all without exception are supportive of what I do.
I love that I'm asking, because I have a son who's very into rings. And as I mentioned before, you know, if you can see her cool rings, and I already know that like he would love this piece here. I'm still getting the camera angle here.
Yeah,
but
that's a brown sunstone.
It's just
it's amazing.
Yeah.
And she's got all these. I see he would love this too.
Yeah, that's a labradorite.
Yes. So if I know that this is mainly focused for ladies' night, and we've got a lot of women out there who are watching and salivating right now, but don't forget, depending on who your son or husband is, or depending on the man in your life, mm-hmm. She also has pieces that will work for them.
Absolutely.
In fact, Lauren helped me at the Newmont Center. I bought some really great crystal pieces. In fact, I should have brought them tonight, and I didn't.
The Darn sentient?
The one that I always wear.
It says sentient plasma quartz crystal.
Mm-hmm.
And that is probably in all of our stones. That is when we're talking about a stone with a high vibration, the sentient plasma quartz crystals are the most powerful quartz crystal that there is. So Lauren, when you first got a hold of those, didn't you feel the energy?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's, I've had people come into my shop and they can't even touch them because they're so powerful and strong.
So she's taken quite a few of those and she's wrapped them up and she'll either cap them or she'll wrap it. And they are, you wear those stones, they kind of read you and go mm-hmm. about the business of, and Nick says heals the throat. Yes. So they're just an amazing stone. And you do those with wrapped, or she puts a cap on them.
Mm-hmm. I've done earrings, the little thin needle ones.
Yeah. So
they're
the
really
first
special.
One that I bought, you wrapped. And every one that I've bought three already, or four, I guess. And she wraps them separately and differently. So the first one, I was wearing. And then my son said, "Mom, that's so cool." And I'm like, "Okay, you can have it." And then I did a second one, and it was actually his birthday. So that's fine. And then I bought another one. I'm like, this is my baby. Right. And sure enough, my other son's birthday rolled around. And I'm like, you can have it. And then I got a third one now that I wear all the time, but I didn't bring it tonight because I wanted to showcase more of her other things. But I'm really happy to hear that you also work with crystals, not just stones.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Stones, crystals, minerals. I mean, whatever's unusual, it generally just has to pop out at me, and then I'm willing to try anything. And I do a lot of custom work. So
that's what I was just going to ask you. Yes. Tell us about your custom work.
What's that?
What do you mean by that?
So if somebody has a stone or an old, you know, pendant or ring from a grandmother that was left to you, but it's a little outdated, and you want to make it a little more contemporary, a little more user-friendly, I can do that. I can take stones and make different settings for them. If you have a certain stone in mind, or you saw a setting that you really liked, a lot of times I can, you know, put my own twist on that.
That would be fun. I've got some brooches I'll have to bring over
to
you.
Exactly. Yes. Yes.
We can broach that subject together.
So we were talking about it before you came. She had told me, she told me about a bunch of stones that you got from somebody who had passed away. And I think that one might have been in that collection,
yes,
right?
Absolutely.
Another incredible.
So she has stones that are like this that have still not been set yet. So
right.
If you want a stone and then you say, you know what, I would like this stone set, and you give her an idea, let her run with it. You making your own, you know, individual with your co-creation on it, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And what I love about, like, say an old brooch from a loved one that's passed away, or not even passed away, but something that's meaningful. Mm-hmm. And if you can make it into a piece of jewelry that you'll actually wear, then you have both the meaning, the special sentiment behind it, as well as a piece that you're loving to wear. So,
and with that as well, I, on her website, you'll see that she has a whole bunch of jewelry that she actually hand stamps. Like, and for mm-hmm. instance, you have a whole a collection of boat things.
Yes, that was very popular recently.
I am sure. So if you have something that you wanted to put on it, you know, you can hand stamp whatever kind of message, right?
Right. So, you know, people love personalized gifts. Mm-hmm. And so that, so I've put people's names, children's names, children's birth dates,
that's
even,
neat.
You know, the coordinates for where they were born, anything. It's the possibilities are endless for personalized jewelry. Again, makes great gifts. People love them. And they're all, of course, going to be one of kind and hand done. And I look for of all my stones, I look for very high quality. I use substantial metals, so you won't get chintzy, because there's nothing worse than ordering something and being so excited, and then it comes and it's chintzy and not.
It oxidizes on your skin.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Ooh, that's great. Thank you.
Yeah, they're the best quality.
So yeah. I wanted to know, do you ever teach people how to make jewelry?
You know, I haven't, and I'll tell you why. I am I'm basically self-taught. And that said, I take classes, I do workshops, I've done that for 15 years. But if I see something that I want to make, I kind of figure out a way to make it. So I don't really feel like I'm the expert to teach somebody else the correct way to do something, because
well,
I kind of figure out my own ways.
I was going to say, I kind of understand how you roll. You're really going more by spirit than anything else, but I had to ask.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I just want to make the other announcement, though. Don't forget, we're going to be here at the end of the month, right?
Right, on the 21st.
On the 21st, around 12 o'clock?
1 to 3.
1 to 4. You can come at 12. We're going to be here. We're going to be setting up.
That's right.
We would love to see you. And remember, we're getting ready for the holidays. We've got the holidays coming up. I know you all have birthdays that come around. You can come and make a wish list. Now, that doesn't mean that she's going to keep the pieces, but, and you also do layaway.
Yes, I do.
Which is a wonderful thing for everyone. You can even just put a little bit down and then go tell your significant other, hey,
She's got the piece I want.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. I encourage that because, again, all my pieces are one of a kind. So if you see something that you absolutely love, you know, when it's gone, it's gone. So that's all I'll say there. You know, just go for it. And I'm very easy to work with.
Becca, that piece that you're wearing, people can't see it in person, but even just from the side, the way that you put it, where the stone comes out like that,
can you see, if I turn it to the side a little bit,
literally comes out of the body and it looks amazing. I don't think I've ever seen anything where it pops out like that. It's so neat.
Yeah. It's a good sized stone.
It really is.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing about your jewelry that I noticed is that it's really a great mix of masculine meets feminine. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, again, going back to labradorite, is that what
labradorite? Mm-hmm.
Labradorite. But see, I mean, any normal, I would probably look at that and go, oh, you know, a little masculine in a way, but you put it on, it's so calming and so beautiful. And then she puts it with these gorgeous chains, if you can see these beautifully done chains, which actually they allow you actually to make them different sizes, right?
Right. So I generally put an extender chain on all of my pieces so that you can make them longer or shorter depending on what your neckline is like, what you're wearing, and what you like.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so how do you decide what you're going to keep for your personal? look at her. How many of these are your babies?
Yeah, they're all my babies. And I've gotten very good at letting go because I have to, you know, that's part of the deal because I can't keep them all.
Mm-hmm. And so have you ever been approached by one of the big, I can just imagine I imagine buyers for Nordstrom come by and go, hello, we really want you to replicate this.
Yeah. Well, and that's the problem is that I'm really not interested in doing mass production pieces.
Sure.
My signature and sort of what inspires me is that one of a kind of special piece. And, so I have been approached by stores, and I was in a number of stores for a while, did a lot of wholesale, and have just decided that I kind of like the interaction and the one-on-one and selling them myself. I kind of like making that connection, even if it's just over the internet. It's it's a connection that makes me feel good.
Well, so how do you do that over there? I mean, I know how to find you. I'll hunt you down.
But
how do other people find you?
Well,
do you have a website?
I do. I have a website. I'm on Facebook and Instagram. And I don't know. At the end of this show, I can just give you the name of the website, and that will have all the information.
We'll give it right now, and we'll give it again at the end, too.
Okay. Well, it's just
Turn it the other way, hon.
www.ljjewelrydesigns.com. Plural designs with an S.com. So LJ Jewelry Designs is the name of my company. And that's the website is ljjewelrydesigns.com.
And it's crazy how much is in there. It is gorgeous. I mean, it's just gorgeous. It's such a fun thing for me to have every week. I've been wearing these pieces. And then now to have you on here with us, I'm just so excited.
That's so fun.
Gorgeous piece.
What is this?
I love that sparkly chain action. And then what's that piece? That's copper, is it?
So that is a solid copper piece that has quartz. And this is how it formed in the ground. Mother Nature, this is Mother Nature's work. And it looks like it's something created, you know, by an artist, but it's absolutely Mother Nature's art. So it's a heavy piece. Like it's not for the faint of heart.
There's a weightness to it. It's amazing. Energy getting off of it.
Copper is one of those things. Copper, yes. Nick would be the first to say, hello, Nicholas. He would be the first to say copper is one of those things that it's like a conductor of some sort. And it just really moves energy pretty well throughout the body, but you can't see it so well, but these little copper beads here have a little triangle of silver mixed in with them. Mm-hmm. This is just, see, the other part of it is you see these pieces and they're laying down. It's like, okay, they're gorgeous. And then you put them on. And it's like, that is,
I mean, how do you spell that? Can you imagine somebody trying to type up what we're saying? Say it again. Catch me again, Audrey. Let's do it again. So So I have to know, what is it that you're wearing? I don't know if you guys have a chance to know. We've been hogging up all the space here with all her beautiful designs, but check this out.
So this stone is actually a composite stone. Mm-hmm. It's green and blue turquoise. And there's a company that makes these composite stones. So it takes pieces of different stones and combines them together in some magic way that they do it. It also has bronze in it. So it has some gold veins going through it. And I've put it, there's an oxidized silver piece and then a shiny silver piece that it sits on. Absolutely love this piece. It goes everywhere, goes with everything, and it feels amazing on. Mm-hmm. Gives you all the properties.
And it goes really well with this stone in your ring here. Oh, what is this one? Gorgeous. Because I have been eyeballing it. Yeah. Go closer.
This is called Appetite. Oh my gosh, one of my most favorite stones. And again, it's one of those stones, and I don't know if I'm going to say this right, Chantoyant. And that's all the light and fun stuff that goes on inside the stone. It's just amazing when you turn it, the way the light hits it. It's, let me see if I can.
Nick is saying it is. The copper is good for arthritis. So Nick is going to or he's going to type onto our watch party, Appetite. We just learned about this in class, but I'm having a moment. It's like, it either helps suppress the appetite or helps increase the appetite.
Or it's one or the other.
Suppressing.
Be very careful. So either wear it on a diet or not. Right.
But it's a really great healing stone as well. And that's the other cool thing. And that's why we have you here in particular, because you do use all these natural stones that are just like so healing and energetically vibing, and they're just great for us.
I'm excited too, because this whole business of yours is a female owned business, and just kudos to you. Yes, I say. Okay, I've got a big question for you.
Yes.
What is the, like, what client of yours is the furthest away? Did you ever sell to anybody out of the United States? Because I would imagine that these pieces transcend the U.S.
That's a good question. I have not gotten, I haven't sold outside of the U.S. However, when I travel, I've always gotten people seeing my jewelry and commenting on it. I get it all over the world. My website, although I've had a website a long time, I've done most of my sales in person or through stores. So I have not had the international exposure as much as, maybe had my website been more active earlier on. But no, it's all over the country. I've got people that have.
Oh, I love that.
And I have to share with you, one of the best comments that somebody ever gave to me was, "I bet once somebody buys a piece from you, they buy for the rest of their lives."
Right.
And that does happen. I have people that just collect pieces, which is just so incredibly
me. I will be.
Nick, I don't know how many pieces I have from you. And Nick he knows what to get me for the holidays or for a special occasion.
That piece for your birthday was amazing.
I know.
I'll never forget when Nick walked into my store one time and he saw a piece. I think it was a big blue topaz. Maybe not, but anyway, he just looked at that and he was like, "Oh my God, that Audrey has to have that."
Yeah, well, Nick has great taste as well.
It is a gorgeous big blue topaz.
Oh, really? I don't know if I've seen it.
I should have. Well, you know what? I'm going to wear it for a show.
Believe me, we all should have. You know, I also wanted to show this real quickly. I don't know if you can see, but again, she had the foresight to find these beautiful little stones. I don't know what you call those.
Well, this one is the top one is a tiger's eye, then a garnet, and this is hematite on the bottom.
So a tiger's eye, garnet, and a
hematite.
And then she placed them in these. You do these by yourself. These are hand sort of pounded and
yes,
so forth.
Yeah.
I've seen her work, believe me, in this gorgeous necklace again, and you can adjust it to, you know, whatever size you want, really. Actually, you know, you could even do something really cool and wear it, kind of off the belt, if you will. I know I'm doing this wrong. I know you can tell because it's like when somebody, you had somebody, you're a newborn baby and they're holding it the wrong way. You're like, give that back to me. She's like, hang on. You don't know what you're doing. Oh my God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah. A lot of the pieces that I make are layered. I just love that layered look. Mm-hmm. And early on when I started doing the layering, I loved the look of it, but it was such a pain in the neck to kind of layer all these pieces, you know, together. And so I decided that I was going to make these pieces that have layers, but all on one clasp.
Like that's a great example.
Yes, yeah, it's exactly. A great example.
And triple layers like those, like the discs and little pieces like this that have just three stones that just make it a little more interesting than just a single piece.
Right. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Okay. So another question.
Yes.
Sorry, Audrey. I know it's your show, but I'm having so much fun. I don't want to go anywhere. Have you ever walked through your town? It's a small town where we live, Thousand Oaks, Westlake, Agoura Hills, right? Seen a piece and just kind of instinctively knew that I made that.
Yes.
And I will do. You tell them? Will you? I mean, if you don't know the person, I would imagine you would know most of the clients, right?
Yeah, I do. But occasionally somebody gets a piece for a gift. And that did happen to me. I was walking around and I was like, I looked at the piece and I'm like, I think I made that.
I know that I gave some earrings to Krisha one year for her birthday and you helped me pick them out. Mm-hmm. And I said, Krisha, you've got to walk in there. And she basically called me with the, you know, screw you. How could you? I'm like, I know, right?
You know what's funny? She has a pair of stones in there right now for a pair of earrings for Krisha, right?
You do? Oh, that you gave her? I really hope Krisha isn't watching right now.
Oh, she already knows. She's probably like, my birthday is like long gone.
No, next year, Krisha. Next year. That's what you get next year for your birthday,
it's
right?
It's going to be a holiday/birthday. It'll be hit somewhere around that, I'm sure.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. But what are the odds you brought that up? That's
funny. Okay, so when you say that Nick walked into your shop, so you had a shop? You have a shop. I know you have a website.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have a shop. Right now it's closed because of COVID. So we are shut down because my shop is in the center of a small boutique gym/spa. So that's shut down right now.
That's Esta's.
Yes.
Place. Hi, Esta. I hope you're watching. We miss you. And we're so happy for you as well with your new book and everything else.
Yes, absolutely.
Is that where Nick walked in and saw your jewelry?
Actually, I had a shop before that he first walked into. But he's walked into that shop, too, and done the same thing, actually, to think of it. So, yeah. No, it's, yeah.
So I walked in one day and I was, I think, giving you some sentience or whatever. And I saw this piece. I had never seen a purple labradorite. So this is blue labradorite and you see it in green. And I walk in and I see this ring and I was like, what is that? It was a purple labradorite. And it was just, that's pretty rare, isn't it?
Yeah, purple labradorite is fairly rare. You see it not a lot. And a lot of it times you can't really see the purple in it, but gorgeous.
That piece was
whenever
amazing.
I see it, I snatch it up.
So she must have told him and he surprised me with it one day. Yes. It was such a great surprise. You know, he's really good at, like you said before, you know, when I tell him I like something, he's like, oh, better take note.
And he has a good sense of what you like too, you know, even on his own.
Again, so. Nick.
Yeah.
Has great taste.
Yes, he does.
Period. Hi, Nick. I know you're watching. I wanted to show this to everyone as well.
That's
another one of her
again?
Incredible mm-hmm. layered pieces, right? So you've got this beautiful chain here. I don't know if you can see that. And then she's got these other, and those are crystals,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's gorgeous. And what kind of a stone is that?
This is a star sapphire.
All right. Oh, wow.
That ring is the same.
Yes, God.
This is a star sapphire.
All right, because I was eyeballing that too.
I was going to say, why don't you pull the ring up, Audrey,
this
so
ring
they can
goes
see.
With it. Can you see it in that light? Hold on. Let me see if I can figure this out. Oh, wait.
I know, right? Cameras.
It's hard to see. Again, anyway. On the website, you can see like the star and all that. Because
how do you take the pictures for the website? Because taking pictures of jewelry is not the easiest.
It is so hard. But what I have found, and this is just recent, is if I'm outdoors in natural light, I get the best pictures.
Neat. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I have to say my iPhone 12 It's
the iPhone 12 takes great shots for sure.
I take the pictures of our stones, and it's like this little cell phone is the best thing.
All of my pictures on my website are taken with this phone.
So you take the 90%. You actually do it yourself. You make your website. You put.
Well, I didn't make the website. No, I actually have a great web designer. Take a look at if you like it. I will definitely pass on her name because she did an amazing job. But I have taken all the pictures and put them up. So.
And that's another thing. If anybody is out there and watching this and you want to learn more about the jewelry, you want to see more of the jewelry, reach out to Audrey Newmont. You can, you know, get to her on Facebook. I know that there's a way they can actually ask questions right now, right?
Yeah.
Through Facebook.
Yeah.
And she can put you in touch with Lauren Grant. And if you can't make it there that day, I'm sure we'd all be happy to come have a drink with somebody.
Yeah,
show them.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Say hi, Joy Alizari. She's in here.
Oh, we love Joy.
And
hi,
Sherry
Joy.
Bruno. Is there Sherry Bruno?
You weren't asking me. She's asking Lauren, not
me. Yeah, I know.
But I know her. Yeah. Hi, Sherry. Sherry uses a gelum.
And Kirby says that he thinks his... is Kim would like the earrings. Maybe these in particular, huh, Kirby?
Mm-hmm. See these earrings again? Love these earrings. I had some great earrings on last week as well. Where are those earrings? I might even go get some.
So, and these have blue zircon in them. And they're actually rose gold filled.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, right?
So I wanted to ask a little other question on a different note as we have looked at just about everything that we have here on this table.
Well, I can always go back and get more.
There's lots more.
There's a lot more. Do not be fooled. It's more than what we have here. And honestly, we picked some pieces, but I already know we're missing some pieces that I can't believe I forgot them, but that's okay. So you have to come, you have to see what she's got, and you'll never be the same again. Okay, go ahead. Tell me what you want to say.
Well, I just wanted to say, it's like you two are both entrepreneurs. You're an entrepreneur. You are. And I am as well. And one of the things that we were talking about earlier is how to be entrepreneurs and manage all the things that you have to do as an entrepreneur. So like, for instance, you make the jewelry and then you take the pictures of it. Because I do a similar thing with all of our stuff. I've created our website. And it's like, you have to do all these pieces and you have to juggle all these things. I know you're juggling a lot as well. You have your businesses that you run. And then we have our kids and we just have all these different things. What do you two do to keep yourselves sane in this moment when there is so much chaos that's going on? Like, what are those techniques that you do for yourself to bring yourself, you know, like when you can get in the mode of doing the art, your pieces that are like a meditation?
Absolutely.
You know, what do you two do?
Start with her.
Lauren, what do you do to keep that balance?
Yeah, well, it's a really tough balance. And I will say that being an entrepreneur, starting out, you know, you start out with, unless you're independently wealthy, which I'm not. So, but it's a really hard thing to do. And because you are in a position where you have to do everything because you can't afford to
hire
people to do everything.
Right.
So doing the website, doing the, again, as you get more into it or, you know, more established, it gets a little bit easier to pass those things along. A lot of times I trade jewelry for services. And
that's
so
smart.
So that actually works out well sometimes.
What kind of services are we talking about here, Lauren? Hang on a second. We might be going to some area we should be going to. Would you like to touch me again while we're talking about this? We really miss
Not
you,
those
Nick.
Kind of services. Anyway, I know. So
what do you do to keep the balance? Because I totally get it. I mean, I just put out a newsletter that took forever to do, and I got all these things, all these moving parts, and I know what I do. What do you do?
Well, it really helps to have a supportive family. And I have to give kudos to my husband, Bob, who has always been very supportive and given me the time and the space to go off and shop and go to these shows and sell and that kind of thing. So that definitely helps. And, you know, I don't know what the answer is to that, quite honestly, because, you know, you just do it. And, you know, when I don't work every single day on pieces, I kind of get, I get inspired. A lot of times I'll wake up in the middle of the night, like, oh my gosh, I have to do that. And I'll actually get up and make something.
That's her. That is your meditation.
That is my meditation.
Absolutely. That is what she does. Yeah.
I tell my husband we've saved thousands of dollars in, you know, therapy bills and all that, because this is my therapy. So.
And you've always talked so highly of your husband and your three children who have really given you the space to do this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I could not have done it without them. So,
were we talking earlier about the 30th anniversary, or was it online on here? You just celebrated 30 years.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And you still like him. That's incredible. Yeah.
That's great. So another question then. How do you make it work well in 30 years? You know, I know a lot of people struggle with relationships, especially in this moment of COVID where we're kind of locked up with each other. So what would you say is your secret?
Giving each other space.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it is. Space, I mean, I need my own space, and my husband's very, you know, respectful of that. And we have fun together. We laugh together. We like to do the same things. And
so sweet.
That's all I got.
That's wonderful.
I don't know what the key is, but I know those are the things that have kept us together and happy for so long.
I love that.
Yeah.
So. Quite the woman, huh?
Do you have any other questions? It's your turn for questions.
Yeah, what's your secret?
What's my secret? Well, I don't know.
Well, you've been with Mike for
a long time.
31 years. I think you said that the other night.
I thought I did.
Because they met when
30.
They were 10.
What are you talking about? Yes, I guess I've been with him 30 years now.
Wow.
I met him when I was just a wee, wee baby. Thanks, Audrey. There might be people watching who didn't know, but now they do. Oh, well.
What would you say your secret is for you two?
Me and myself? It all comes back to me. So, you know, it's just my meditation. No, in all seriousness, Audrey knows me. And the truth of the matter is that between Audrey and Nick, they've really help me cultivate my own little practice, if you will. And I'm up every morning religiously, just meditating, because I need that space. And I'm very lucky. I've got a Bob, but his name is Mike. And he gives me the space that I need. And if he doesn't, I'll let him know he didn't give me the space I need. And you need to go, honey. Like, do not meditate with me. I want you to meditate, but not with me. Alone, go away. So that groundedness helps me a lot, especially with all the moving parts that we have going on. Lauren, are you from this area?
No, I grew up, I was born in Tucson and lived there for about 6 years early on. And then I grew up in New York, just outside New York City. In
so do you have family
Southern
out
Westchester.
Here?
Oh, yeah, I do. Actually, most of my family has moved out here.
Oh, good.
My mom is in Hermosa Beach. I've got a brother in San Francisco, an aunt in San Diego. So we're a lot of us are on the West Coast. I do have East Coast family, but they're mostly in Florida now and Virginia. So there's not many of us left in New York. Now, my husband has family in Connecticut and Massachusetts and Vermont. So we still do get back east a little bit, but
I was asking because one of the things that, and this is partly why I have to meditate so much, is all the time. Either that or I'll be drinking. Is because we do, you know, I still have my whole family in Thousand Oaks, so we help take care of my mother and my father, and I've got my husband and the kids, and then his mother, and there's
That's
just I feel like there's all these things swirling, and then I've got my businesses, and there's a lot to take care of. So that was why we were asking you, because we know how we go. Yeah. Crazy.
Drinking help definitely plays a part.
By the way, and all joking aside, I really shouldn't joke like that. I really don't drink all the time, only when I'm with Audrey. And then it's just a little bit. It's not a lot. It's just a little bit.
I'm the bad influence for it.
That is actually not true. But listen, I think you know, and I'm just so excited. I'm honored to be here, by the way, Audrey and Nick. Thank you so much for allowing me to be here.
Both of you here.
I love supporting women. I love the fact that you do this. And as you know, and I've mentioned this even earlier in the night, but now we're getting a little more serious. am such a fan of yours. And as a woman, I think we always have to raise each other up. And so yes, I raise up Lauren Grant and go like, hear ye, yes. I mean, this is it.
That's an important point. And Nick and I, you know, when we have a whole team of people around us, and I think that's an important point, that I think we're moving into a much more humanitarian time.
I hope so.
And one of the things I think we are. In fact, if you ask Mr. Newmont, we have to share your information so we can wrap up. I just want to say, I think that's one of the things that moving into this new time that we're moving into, there's all these things that we have to change. There's all these elements of what has not been working. And the idea of competition, I think, is getting old. There is no competition. Like, I have friends that are therapists, and there's none of us that I don't think I'm in competition with. We're all doing what we do, and we all attract who we attract. Mm-hmm. And so when you come here and we're able to share your art, I could bring another person in the next week, share her art, and there's like more than enough for everybody.
Absolutely.
So supporting each other, I created it's like a networking group, but we bring in our team of people, and you can have two acupuncturists, and it's like great, because they both do it differently. And that being supportive of women, so taking out that element of competition and just supporting each other, not only helps yourself, it helps everybody, and it changes the dynamic. So that's one of those things that I think in moving in the new year, if you're feeling a competitive nature, it's fine if you're playing Monopoly, but you know, in life, it doesn't support.
Let's help
as
each
much.
Other. Absolutely. And absolutely. You know, if you guys, if anyone out there, you really should look up Nick and Audrey Newmont and look at the classes that they offer. Look at the nights that they have and the times when, because you've done some wonderful evenings with women and different groups. Even mm-hmm. you've even worked with teenagers and
I have a lot adults. Of new teenagers coming in. There's a lot of kids right now, teenagers in particular, that are dealing with anxiety. And I work with them on Zoom. I've got a family coming in that are, you know, a couple of the members, they are dealing with anxiety. So it's like, let's have the whole family come in so you understand what anxiety is, mm-hmm. how it rolls in the body, and more importantly, how you can create an element of calm within your life, you know, choosing calm. But we're getting a little late on time. So we're done, I want you to please say your website again and how they can connect with you.
My website is ljjewelrydesigns.com. And my email is lauren@ljjewelrydesigns.com. And my Facebook and my Instagram are both LJ Jewelry Designs.
Yeah, you've got a great Facebook page. A lot of good stuff there.
Yeah, thank you.
So again, Becca, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Becca's going to be coming on again soon, I'm thinking. And Lauren, we're all going to be here on the 21st from, what did I say, 1 to 4.
But you can come early because we're going to be here setting up.
We are.
It's all good.
Stay late because we're probably having some fun. So you're more than welcome to join us here. And I think next week we are going to have he's shouting at me now, wrap it up, Audrey. Next week is going to be Marianne Costello, one of Nick's relatives, actually, who is an amazing, unique healer, talk show host, and just fabulous person as well. So join us next week. And in the meantime, you guys have a fabulous week. Love each other, support each other. And if you can, share these videos. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us, guys.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for being here.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics with Nick and Audrey Newmont, only on LA Talk Radio.